food lovers of the internet came together recently to discuss something very important: store-bought versus homemade food items. While some flavors of the grocery store shelves and restaurants can be replicated in our own kitchens without too much stress, there are certain flavors that seem to only exist in the grocery store or your favorite restaurants.
And we want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. What is one food that just is never better homemade? Have you tried something like homemade ketchup? Have you nailed down the flavors of a good salad dressing? Can you not resist the call of a particular Taco Bell menu item? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Claire Lower is the food and beverage editor at Skillet, the food section of lifehacker.com. Claire, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's first talk about homemade things. You state in the beginning of your article that most foods do taste better when you cook them at home than when they're homemade. But as a food and beverage editor, I would imagine you've made many homemade attempts. Do you have any memorable experiences of trying to make a homemade version of something that was a favorite item at a store or restaurants?
Well, recently, actually, I've always been obsessed with that ginger dressing you get at sushi restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
It comes on, like, the little iceberg salad. Like, it doesn't matter what it's on. I always want to get it. Anyway, for years, I was trying, you know, all different kinds of really intricate salad dressing recipes with lots of ingredients. And then the other day, I just took some sushi ginger and decided to blend it. And then I just blended it with sesame oil and a little soy sauce. And it was uncanny. It was perfect. So that was a definite success that I just kind of stumbled onto. That was pretty memorable. But it's not always that easy. I remember when the cronut was all the rage, I tried to recreate the cronut at home. And I mean, I made something that was good, but it was nowhere near like what Dominic Ansel did in New York. It was not a true cronut.
Yeah, so what do you think drives us to try to make these things at home? And I'm thinking of one thing that I've been seeing a lot on the internet recently is people trying to recreate the orange chicken from Panda Express, and I can't wrap my mind around it because I'm like, just go to Panda Express and get it. It's like $6. But you've got scores of people on the internet trying to recreate it. Like, what is it about these things that, like, we want to recreate? Like, what is it that is driving us to do this?
I think it's a few things. I think, one, it's this kind of unnecessary chemophobia around, like, fear of chemicals and kind of this drive to make everything from scratch and that processed foods are always bad for you. But, I mean, with something like orange chicken, something that's been produced on a large scale for so long, it's a completely different process than in a completely different set of equipment, rules, science. Like, you're just working on a completely different scale, so it's a lot harder to create those kind of things in your kitchen because you probably don't even have access to the ingredients that are required. But I also think it's like an internet thing. It's exciting to recreate something that someone else has made, and it's like a bragging right thing. It's kind of, you know, it's Pinteresty, it's fun. Yeah, and it's just like the sense of accomplishment I think that people get from making a really good dupe.
And I'm also seeing a lot of stuff online with people trying to recreate popular snacks, whether they be Oreos, Chips Ahoy, Girl Scout cookies are a popular one. How do these things tend to stack up to the homemade versions, do you think?
The only person I think who is really good at doing that is the Brave Tart, Stella Parks from Serious Eats. But on the whole, like, her homemade Oreos they're pretty good. But on the whole, I am not a fan of, like, trying to make Doritos at home. Like, just, first of all, how dare you? Like, have the hubris. Like, Doritos and a lot of these snack foods are so, like, they have teams of flavor scientists who have, like, you know, PhDs in chemistry who are coming up with these scientifically optimized flavors. And it's just, I mean, to me, it's kind of a fool's errand. But, like, on the other hand, if it's something you enjoy doing and, like, it you know, it's your hobby, then, like, go for it. There's no harm in it.
We are talking with Claire Lower, and she is with lifehacker.com. And we're talking about homemade versus store-bought foods. And you can weigh in right now at 800-642-1234. And we do have a caller on the line, and let's go to Chris in Janesville. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to say?
Hey, I really hate to say this, but something as simple as, and as American, as apple pie. And I've gotten apple pies at the restaurants and in the store that are made with pre-chopped high fructose corn syrup sweetened apples, as opposed to, and they're too sweet, as opposed to something that's got some nice Granny Smith or some other tart apples in it.
Chris, thank you so much for that call. And Claire, baked goods I can see going one of two ways. On one hand, you know, there's nothing like making that fresh pie at home with fresh ingredients. On the other hand, there's something to be said for going to the store and just getting the pre-made thing because it's a lot easier. Where do you weigh in when it comes to baked goods?
I think there are a lot of factors when it comes into baked goods. One, what kind of experience do you want to have? Like, there's a very big difference between a, like, wonderful, warm, homemade apple pie with apples that you maybe picked yourself or that, you know, a friend gave you from their tree, or, like, grabbing one of those gas station, like, package Hostess pies. Both have a time and place, I think. But it's just, like, how do you want to spend your time? Do you enjoy baking? I personally don't love baking, so I will tend to outsource that to someone else. But if it brings you joy and you think that the flavor is that much better, then yeah, by all means, make it yourself. But I also, like, I have a real problem with people saying that, like, all mass-produced or all, like, store-bought things are bad, because they're usually not. They're good in a different way. Like, they're either nostalgic or they're convenient or, you know, like, they're fun.
One other thing that you wrote about in your piece for Life Hacker was French fries. And I know I'm going to throw my parents under the bus here. And I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, I know you're listening. I remember having French fries out of the oven as a kid and it just being the most disappointing experience in the world. Can French fries ever be good at home?
I mean, if you have a deep fryer, yes, I think. But, like, I mean, it's really hard to beat a McDonald's French fry.
There's just, it seems like there's something about it, whether it's, like, the ingredients or the deep fryer that you just can't do at home, right?
Right. You're not going to get that same flavor. I've had some oven fries that I thought were good potatoes, but I didn't consider them French fries. Like, they're not going to scratch that craving, if that makes any sense. But you can make good roasted potatoes, good potato logs at home. You probably even make good fried potatoes at home. But the French fry, I think, has definitely been perfected by the fast food industry, or at least the restaurant industry.
And it's not all about junk food here. It's not all about the rich baked goods. You mentioned what you were working on earlier. And one thing that I'm hearing more and more people do at home is trying to make their own salad dressings. Is that something that is worth exploring, do you think?
I definitely think that that's one area that is worth learning how to do on your own. For one, like, it's very easy. All you really need is a mason jar. You don't need, like, an immersion blender or one of those fancy, I don't know if you've seen these, like, fancy salad dressing bottles that have, like, a little stirring device in them. But, like, I always just use a mason jar, add, some oil, some vinegar, and then you can just customize it with whatever you want. I love using miso. I love using soy sauce. You can play around with different, you know, oil and vinegar combinations. And people are always, like, disproportionately impressed with the amount of effort you put in, which is kind of, like, the best thing. Like, it's kind of like whipped cream. People are always like, oh, my God, you made this yourself? It's not that hard, but it still feels good to receive the compliments.
So you put this out to your readers over on Life Hacker and sort of asked them to weigh in. And as the internet usually does with food items, they react to it pretty well. What were some suggestions or some comments that you got from listeners or from readers that kind of stuck with you?
I was interested to see that the biggest point of contention was over brownies. There seems to be a pretty hot debate whether, like, homemade brownies are worth it. I've always liked box brownies, but, I mean, I honestly enjoy all brownies. But to me, box brownies have always just been, like, this, like, really easy thing you can do. You're going to get a warm, delicious, chocolatey, crinkly, like, chewy brownie in less than an hour. And I expressed that opinion, and some readers were, I think one of them said, like, we are now mortal enemies, which it's fine. You can actually make a lot of enemies in food writing.
It sounds like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of a polarizing thing. Like, people, regardless of who you are or where you come from, everyone's got a strong opinion about food, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But again, I think it all boils down to, like, but that's the great thing is you can choose what you think is worth making homemade. Like, I know some people who love making their own bread. Like, their bread is, you know, brings them such joy. Making it brings them joy. Eating it brings them joy. They love giving it to people, and that's completely valid. Other people, like, don't enjoy baking, but they love making, like, their own, I don't know, charcuterie, or they're really into smoking. Like, it's just a matter of, like, where you want to spend your time, because we only have so much time in a day. And though it would be great to, like, make every little thing from scratch and optimize every recipe and make the best possible version of every meal, it's just not realistic.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Claire Lower is the food and beverage editor at Skillet, lifehacker.com's food section. And she joined us today to talk about which foods are better store-bought versus homemade.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Chris Molina. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.